Welcome to Edit Radio episode number 345.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah, I thought I would. And tonight, the part of Paul Whitty is played by Nick Holton.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Nick's here too. Hello, Nick.
Hey.
Yeah, what was that? That was a great track.
That was Paul Hartnell doing Out of Orbital, one half of Orbital, him and his brother Phil. And they're doing, or he's doing, a cover of the Kraftwerk song Numbers, which is on a free album on the cover of a new magazine called Electronic Sound that used to be online, and then they've had their first real magazine paper edition.
Yeah.
And on the cover is just electronic artists doing covers. Ooh. Of other electronic artists.
Where can you get this free magazine?
I believe you can buy it in WH Smith's. I got a copy.
You said free? Did you say
it's
free?
No, so the CD was free. The magazine is about five or whatever magazines cost these days. Oh, right. So I thought it was a great little tune to be purchasing. There you go.
Yeah, that's great. I like the cashier number four in the middle.
Yeah.
That's good. The little kid shouting, good. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's great.
Some good things.
Yeah.
So Paul's not here. Paul's away on his Italian escapades. Probably field recording as we speak, hopefully.
I hope so.
For next month.
He's posting a lot of pictures of his kids playing football and like old overgrown abandoned goalposts on Instagram at the moment. So he's, you know, still obsessed by football.
Yeah, still training.
Yeah.
Good.
I've got to say, though, Nick's brought a touch of sophistication to the podcast. He's brought a bottle of white wine.
Yeah. Where's this from? We need to know the problem.
From my house.
from your
originally,
own...
originally France.
Your own vineyard.
Yeah.
It's a nice drop there, Nick. Thanks,
it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that.
Muscadet.
It's normally beer and peanuts, but it's white wine.
Yeah, we're moving
tonight. It's in remembrance of Europe. Pre-Brexit.
Yeah, true. It'll be banned soon, won't it? Bloody hell.
Hey, let's play a song from your choice here.
Me?
Is it King Creosote you've
chosen? Yeah, so King Creosote. Start off. And I've just got to remind myself of the title of his new album. So he's got an album coming out on Friday the 2nd of September called Astronaut Meets Apple Man.
Why not?
I'd like to play a track off it, which is the new single. Can you remind me what it's called?
It's called Wake Up to This. Is that the title?
Yeah, that's it. Wake Up to This. So they've played it on the radio a few times. I've only just downloaded it about 8 minutes ago. So it's hot off the press. It's a fresh MP3, which I think our listeners will be able to tell. If they listen carefully.
They always sound best the very first listening.
They do. MP3s. They do. They sort of wear out a little bit after that, I find.
Yeah. Very like tape. Mm-hmm. Like cassettes.
Sure.
Thank you.
subscribe to this. King Creosote. That's another winner, isn't it?
Really poppy.
It's pretty poppy.
Yeah, it's radio friendly.
Yeah. Well, he's got a kind of few different styles, hasn't he? One of them is this kind of widescreen pop, big production stuff. He's released dozens of albums.
Yeah.
He does a lot of more shambly lo-fi type stuff, which is also interesting. But you were saying, Nick, you thought it was following on a lot from the from Scotland With Love album in the same sort of vein.
Which I love, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
He's great. I could, you know, if he released an album of Justin Bieber covers, I'd probably buy it. I think he's brilliant. I love his voice so much.
Yeah, very distinctive voice, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's good.
The lyrics are good.
That's how to sing in a Scottish accent and not sound like the Proclaimers.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Teenage Fan Club, you heard it here.
Nick, tell us about your first selection here. Kevin Morby.
It's Kevin Morby, isn't it? Yeah. For its debut outing on Edit Radio, or this show anyway. Probably going to be Album of the Year. Everywhere.
Your Album of the Year? Is this a prediction?
I think. Okay. Across the board. Okay. In all those.
Because I've predicted a couple in the top 10.
Okay.
And are you putting this at the top?
Number one,
okay.
It's that strong an album. And who is Kevin Morby?
He's been knocking around in a few bands, The Babies and a couple of other bands, maybe one.
But this is
his third album.
Is it?
But it's the album which brings everything together.
Okay. And this is a song called I Have Something About a Mountain.
Yeah. You got it.
I have.
It's a catchy title. I have been
to the mountain, and the album's called Singing the Saw.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's see what Kevin Morby's got to say for himself.
Do it.
Calling out demanding answers, pleading skies, cry for hours, dropping peace bombs, collecting prayers, sky that mirrors, sky that stares, as I sing. I've been to the mountain, and I walked on the shore. We'll be right back.
think I'm going to have to hear a bit more of this album before I declare it the greatest album thus far this year. Sounds okay.
It's a solid album. Yeah.
Solid.
I think that's a great track. It's the first time I heard it. It's great. Sure. I think, like you said, Nick, that bass line really pushes that song along. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Hard to choose one.
I don't think we should be talking about album of the year until September 9th has been and gone.
No.
The release date for Teenage Fan Club's new album and Wilco's new album.
Yeah.
I think all bets are off until that day.
If I could put some money on it now, I'm not saying it is the best album of the year, but it will be.
It'll be up there.
I bet you.
Yeah. I called the album by Dive. I think it's going to be up there. And also the one by Emma Pollock. I think they'll be in there. They should be in there. If they're not, then I'll publicly eat my hat or present Match the Day in My Pants or something. I don't know.
I haven't heard it either, so I'm going to check them out.
Do you like
them? Or is it just based on people's shallow
views? No, it's based on my own shallow view. and I love those two albums very much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check them out.
So how you been, Nick? You all?
Been all right.
Good, yeah. What's the news from Big Potato? Nick, for those who don't know, Nick is the Big Potato at Big Potato.
Yeah, am I?
A local record label.
Okay.
Any news? Exciting
new albums coming
releases
out,
Nick? Too.
We were up at Supernormal. Supernormal. The weekend.
The festival in Brazier's Park.
Which had your favourite band, Knife World.
Knife World played, did they? Not my favourite band. There's a song or two I liked.
But it's a sort of festival of what? Psychedelia and psychedelic music.
It was once described to me as same as Wood, but with more acid.
Okay.
Would that be a fair description?
No, it's like a proper alternative festival.
Right.
Alternative music. It's not just psych rock, but it's amazing that it's there, sold out.
That is great, isn't it?
And right on our doorstep.
Yeah.
So you were there in a Big Potato context, were you?
Of course, signing up acts.
Sure.
Good.
Any new signings you want to share with the world, or is this still under wraps?
Right,
it is a bit hush hush. Okay.
Yeah. You know the type of budgets that we work with.
Yeah. This is an embargo on your new acts. Okay, fair enough.
Talking of record labels, I want to play something from my new favourite record label called Last Night from Glasgow. Mm-hmm. It's a great little label I just stumbled across. Who called themselves the world's first crowdfunded not-for-profit record label. Now, I'm not sure about that. I think all record labels currently are not-for-profit. from the major labels down to the smallest of small.
This is true.
But they've got a nice manifesto, the way they care for artists and consumers alike. And they've just put out four releases so far. One by Mark W. Georgeson, called The Ballad of the Nerney Man, which is a great song. Mm-hmm. They've got an artist called Emmy Woods, who has a song called I Don't Drink to Forget. But I think there's also a band called Teen Canteen. But the one I want to play is by Stephen Solo, who's got a lovely song here. He does a lot of work with his iPhone. So everything's recorded on his smartphone. Mm-hmm. Just gets little apps. It kind of makes these things and quite throwaway attitude. See what you think. This is called Behind Your Eyes.
I used to read your television. I used to read your television. But now I am your pocket watch. But now I am your pocket watch. I used to read your television. I used to read your television. But now I have your pocket watch. Now I have your pocket watch. Behind your eyes, I'll be waiting, waiting. Behind your eyes, I'll be waiting. Behind your eyes, I'll be waiting.
met at the New Year's party of my vegetarian friend.
I said I was studying English.
I told you I was in a band.
I asked what the band was called.
I said it's called The Burning Hell.
I said I've never heard of you.
I said that's probably just as well. Just to make conversation, I told you about a dream I had with Jean Baudrillard. Was rapping with Public Enemy shouting, "Don't believe the hyper real," with Flava Flav and Chuck D.
And I said I think we might have a lot in common then. Possibly because I'm also a musician and also a student of hip-hoposophy.
You mentioned you used to play the clarinet in high school in the early years of the millennium when you were young.
And you said you're hired, the pay is negligible, and the tour starts next month.
You asked what I was working on. I said, I'm writing an album of love songs.
I laughed and said, love songs are dumb.
I said, yeah, wait till you hear these ones.
Pass the wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you.
So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
We danced a little bit.
My vegetarian friend was playing the hits of Will Smith, and we got jiggy with it there on the dance floor.
The living room dance floor, that's
where it happened. You stole my heart.
I stole a kiss.
We stole someone else's gin by accident. At some point we got cornered by an amateur poet neither of us knew.
Either he had no one else to talk to or couldn't pick up on simple social cues.
Step by step we backed away until we backed up all the way into the bathroom together.
We told the poet that we always go together, 'cause that's what happens when you've been dating forever. We stayed in there for ages hoping the amateur poet would go. It was awkward. We came out and found he discovered someone else to bother. And suddenly it was midnight and old Lang Syne time. Countdowns and gratuitous public making out. And we started shouting, 'cause everyone else was shouting. And isn't it fun to shout? The wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too. Pass the wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
Nick, what was that? We just heard there. It was your choice.
Well, you know,
what is it? I don't know it. What is it?
For anyone who's edgy, no, it's my my good mate Nick Portnell put me onto that band, and
the band are
The Burning Hell.
The Burning Hell. He mentioned that in the song, actually, didn't he? He said that was true.
Yeah.
And it's called.
Yeah.
I can't repeat that. It's got a rude word in the title. What's that song called?
I can't repeat it either. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
It sounds like a Public Enemy song. Fuck the government.
What's the album it is from is called
Public Library, I believe.
Yeah, Public Library.
The song is called Fuck the Government, I Love You. And the album is called Public Library, and the band are The Burning Hell.
Yeah.
Never heard of them before. So Nick told you about them.
Yeah. Tipped me off, and it was a good tip.
Is that a recent release?
It's a great album. Yeah, this year.
This year.
are right up to date. It's not going to be album of the year, but maybe it should be.
Is it all like that? Sort of, you know, folky melody? And
yeah, not and, quite and as twee as that, but...
sweary lyrics?
No, no. That's the hit single, so, yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got Radio 2 written all over it.
True.
Whatever it takes to have a hit single.
Yeah, yeah.
Slot right into the Jeremy Vine show, isn't it?
Anyway, Ben.
Sure.
You have something here by the Rival Consoles.
Yeah, so speaking of interesting record labels, they yes. are on Rival Consoles, they're on Erased Tapes Records, who release sort of...
You played some of their stuff before.
Played some of their stuff before, including Niels Fram and a few others. Yeah, this is his new release, Rival Consoles. So it's just a really... It's a sort of mini album, six tracks, I think, called Night Melody, and this is the first track off it, Pattern of the North.
Pattern of the North, okay.
It's really, really beautiful album. I highly recommend it. If anyone, you know, if people ever think electronic music has no heart and soul, I would play them this album.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Just throwing down the gauntlet there.
Yeah, album of the year. Yes.
Cool, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, it's lovely that. So that's the follow-up to last year's Howl by Rival Consoles. And I think that guy just keeps getting better and better myself.
Beautiful.
Recommend
There's
it very
some
high.
Noises in there and some sounds from his analog synths that I think I might replicate in my next offering.
Okay.
Paul's not here, but in his honour, I made a sound recording.
Did you?
I was in the northeast of England the end of last week.
Sure.
At my mother-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to play you...
A Sunday dinner?
A recording... No, of... I'm going to play a recording of an AEG washing machine.
Nice.
That was clambering away in the kitchen. It's actually an AEG Lava Mat 5720.
Classic.
So... Just wait for this to start and tell me what you think. What do you think? Can we? Would Paul be happy with that?
He's going to be livid.
He's going to be livid.
He's going to be like, he's got his carousel shit going on. You bring out that, he's just going to be like, he's not going to be able to turn up again.
I don't know if I'm doing it in the right attitude or the kind of right.
You've just made dance music
academic
happen.
You've approach.
You've made a mockery of field recording.
Have I?
I don't know.
I think he's not going to show again. That's it.
I thought it was a good sound. I thought he'd like it.
You're going to be stuck with me every month now.
Paul's not coming back.
That's it. You've
all I'm saying
it.
Is, Nick's brought round white wine. Really nice chilled white wine. You've made a field recording. I mean, do we need Paul?
Do we need Paul anymore? Well, let's see what he brings back from his holidays.
Contracted by long Yet the half with me stayed up all night. Ahead, build another home for lean meat eaters, everything but the bone. Call yourself lucky, you never use the phone. Borrow headspace. Tomorrow and on, everybody has paper. They're in on the con. In the half with me, kept on keeping on. Sundays sit down, still end up short. Life to confess, and still pay less. In the half with me, I have one more.
Was Riley Walker with a song called The Halfwit in Me. I read a review of him the other day, and words such as John Fahey, Tim Buckley, Bert Jansch, these sort of people were mentioned, so I checked him out. I don't think he is like those people, but he is. I quite like him. It's quite nice. Probably a bit of Tim Buckley and Tim Harden sort of in there, but I don't know. I thought it was quite cool.
Yeah,
it's from an album called Golden Sings that have been sung. That's just about to come out. You were going to say, sorry.
He was in London last weekend.
Yes, at the knocked down by the
festival,
river.
Festival, yeah.
Caught by the river.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a little festival, didn't they, in Fulham?
Yeah. Which probably was quite nice.
You weren't there yourself?
No. I hear it was not very well populated.
Yeah, I'll have to do something about that.
But I like their website called By the River. I'm often up to date on fly fishing and beer, thanks to them.
The guy that runs it was on Lauren Laverne's show the other day, talking to her, and yeah, he's an interesting chap. I thought it sounded
is
like
that Jeff. What's his name from?
I think
Heavenly.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Heavenly Records, isn't it?
That's right. But yes, yeah, a nice.
Jeff Barrett, is it? Jeff Barrett. That's his label, isn't it? Anyway.
Anyway.
That's Riley Walker. He's not on that label. He's not on Heavenly, but he was at their festival.
Yeah. Who's he on?
I don't know. Some American label.
Yeah.
He's a kind of Illinois dude.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently.
Ah.
Next up, we got Mind-Blowing Electronica from
We're
Mr.
Going
Nick
straight
Horton.
For it.
Yeah. A band called Cavern of Antimatter. Who are these, Nick?
It's I think some members of Stereolab, and it kind of, I'm just listening to the sort of music at the minute, and I'm making the sort of music at the minute, so it'd be quite nice to play it.
And it's quite electronic, quite analog synthesizer sounding. And that's your latest foray into musical production yourself.
All that's happening at the moment.
Is it instrumental music?
No, I hope not. No.
And this is going on in the shed.
It's going on in the shed.
Yeah. It's got a shed, an experimental lab of music in
the shed.
I've been lucky enough to spend a couple of evenings there myself.
In the shed.
In the shed.
Amazing things
happen.
Are
you restrained?
There.
Making music just like this. But what's lovely is you can hear the same instruments on this. Is when you own them and you you probably slowly become one of those geeks.
Yeah. Those analog synthesizers. You should buy Electronic Sound magazine. There's a whole article about.
Or maybe
Robert
I shouldn't.
Yeah. No, you should.
Yeah.
You should. Okay, here's Blowing My Nose Under Close Observation.
Thank you.
One for the homeboys. That's
electro breakdancing right there.
That's great.
Get out the lino. That's old school. Thank you, Nick.
That's a pleasure.
Ben, you have a choice now called Diagram Girl.
Yeah, so this is off the new album from Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. The album's The Soft Bounce, and it's pretty psychedelic stuff, man. It's pretty cool. Although this track that I've picked off it is much more... kind of 80s synth pop, really. It's slightly less typical of the album as a whole, but they're the guys that have done a lot of remixes over the years. I played their Roscoe Midlake remix a few podcasts ago.
Good version as well, that remix.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, and this is the album. But this song's lovely. It's got a really lovely kind of dreamy, nostalgic sort of feel to it.
Can you say the band name again?
Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve.
And again.
No, I'm not saying it again.
Why do you want to say the best band name ever, isn't it?
It's a good band name.
It's great.
If you look that up in the Profanosaurus, you'll get the...
It has an alternative.
The meaning. Yeah. So this could be the last song, unless you want to play something special afterwards, Ben.
We could play it. Shall we see how we feel whilst we're listening to this track?
Okay.
Maneuvers in the
it is a bit OMD, isn't it?
Thank you for that, Ben. Hang on, breaking news. What's going on? So in a special announcement we can
we've got one more song to play, but we can't decide what it's going to be.
Oh
I thought that was going to be a nice sound bed. For the last song we have to decide between Ben's choice, my choice, or Nick's choice.
Yeah.
And the way we're going to do it, we're going to flip a coin.
Yeah.
If it's heads, it's my choice.
Okay.
If it's tails, it's your choice.
Right.
And if it lands on the edge and stays there,
yeah,
it's Nick's choice.
Nick can have the tune.
This is really fair.
It is fair.
It's breaking news.
There's a panorama inquiry into this unfairness here afoot.
Yeah. Can we bring out the official?
So, Ben, what is your... Should we even announce what the songs are?
I don't think we should reveal them, because then we'll maybe save it for another time.
What was it? You heads, I'm tails?
I'm heads, you're tails. Have you got the official Edit Radio coin?
This is the official three-sided Edit Radio coin.
If it lands on its edge, it's a slightly thicker edge than usual.
Everyone's rooting for me.
It's possible. Might get stuck on the side of the fridge.
It's not even standing on it. You're even trying.
It could happen.
Look, it will stand on its edge.
It's mine.
Okay, I'm going to throw it.
Let's flip the coin.
Okay, it's got to flip.
Ben's heads, I'm tails, your side. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Heads! Oh, my God.
That's tails. I'll have to save mine for another night.
What was it? He said it was heads. I couldn't see it. It went behind the laptop.
It was
bangles.
Tails. It was tails.
It's the bangles.
I believe Tom's choice. Said it was
Tom's choice, the Bangles.
No, Tom's choice. Hey, you got everything wrong about this. No, let's flip it again and then we can see properly. Okay. I'll do a proper flip. You ready? Ready?
Okay.
Heads.
Heads it is. It's Ben's choice.
Heads it is. It's my choice. Right, so I'm going to play a song by the Bangles.
What is this?
Hang on a minute. The way you just did that, it couldn't have landed on its end.
It could.
Could never have landed on its edge.
Right, like that.
Because you flapped, you did a manly slap. Like we were playing football or something.
Well, it's happened now, Nick. Come on. Don't be a sore loser. Come on.
The Bangles. I want the Bangles.
Don't be
Bangles.
A sore loser.
Why this song?
So
why is this
going to be the last Shade of Winter? And I heard this on the amazing Netflix drama Stranger Things that's recently out, and it ended one of the episodes. I thought, this is a great cover of a great song. And you know that idea of guilty pleasures?
Yeah.
Well, I just think that's kind of rubbish. I like this track. I think it's brilliant.
A pleasure is a pleasure.
Why should I feel guilty about it? So I'm publicly saying I like it. I think it's a good idea.
It's a Paul Simon song. What's not to like?
It's a great song.
And sung I like by some version. Foxy ladies from the 80s.
Sure. Check it out.
I'd imagine. Thanks, Nick. This is all our songs. So we're going to say thank you
Goodbye.
For being here. Sorry you didn't get whatever your song was. What was your choice going to be?
No idea.
What was your choice?
The end of a coin.
Mine was another one from that late night, from last night in Glasgow record label. But this is a much better ending.
Sure, and they need the royalties more, the Bangles.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. But what are they doing now?
Who knows?
Bless them.
Who knows? So, I'm going to check that record label out, though. Glasgow. What's it called, Glasgow?
I think it's called Last Night from Glasgow.
Last Night from Glasgow.
Pretty cool.
That sounds like a very good thing.
Right, well, thanks a lot. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Rose.
Sincerity, right at the end.
What's wrong with sincerity? Nick's, every time we play a track, Nick's taking the piss out of us because he thinks we're too earnest. Anyway, see you next month.
Can't be earnest enough.
That's true.
When it comes to music. There's a soundbite. That's the that's the new Edit Radio strapline. Anyway, goodbye. Thank you.
See you next month. Thanks. Bye. So hard to please. Look around.